I'm Lorraine Mendez with JIS Evening News for Monday, April 25. Coming up, government to examine recommendations of the Petroleum Trade Reform Committee, Health Ministry to improve access to vaccines island-wide, and $192 million allocated for youth employment in the digital industries. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC in association with Tourism Enhancement Fund presents Jamaica May, the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, April 24 to May 8, Jamaica Conference Center, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces, participate in the public mural and make it and share it project, and much more. Admission free. Sponsored by Singer, Happy Ice, PBCJ, Live Stush, Lifespan Spring Water, NLS, and KSAC. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
Now the news. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says he will be moving hastily to examine the recommendations of the Petroleum Trade Reform Committee regarding last year's reports of contaminated gasoline being sold to the public. Some 40 recommendations are outlined in the final report handed over to the ministry last week. Among the suggestions is the re-establishment of a fully staffed petroleum inspectorate to regulate, oversee, monitor and evaluate the petroleum sector.
The aim is that adequate measures will be in place to ensure that all petroleum products are in keeping with established standards so as to minimize a recurrence of the contaminated gasoline saga. The country at this time can be assured of the commitment of the government to accountability, integrity and transparency in the gasoline sector.
Minister Wheatley was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says as a matter of priority, government will be moving to make the petroleum industry safer in order to move Jamaica forward. The government is to spend $192 million this fiscal year for youth employment in the digital and creative industries. The initiative, to be funded by the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, IBRD, will be implemented by the Science, Technology and Energy Ministry. It is expected to foster youth entrepreneurship and develop the animation industry in Jamaica. A curriculum for two- and three-dimensional animation for tertiary institutions has already been developed under the program. This year, the government expects to develop a strategic plan for the animation industry, finalize memoranda of understanding with potential startup companies, and begin work on the development of an angel investor network and royalty-based loan fund. The Ministry of Health is aiming to improve access to non-traditional forms of vaccines to citizens island-wide. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says offering non-traditional vaccines is crucial, particularly in light of the increase in disease migration. Speaking at the launch of the 14th Vaccination Week in the Americas recently, Dr. Tufton said introduction of the vaccines would form part of plans by the ministry to improve access to the best quality of health services for all Jamaicans. He says the health ministry will continue to provide vaccines for children at no cost and will employ various ways to get guardians to comply and adjust to the routine vaccination schedule.
Immunization has led to a substantial reduction of illness and death from vaccine-preventable diseases such as polio, measles, diphtheria, whooping cough, and newborn tetanus, preventing some 2 to 3 million deaths per year.
And Minister of Industry and Commerce Carl Samuda is back on the island following talks with Executive Director of the International Trade Center, the ITC, Arantxa Gonzalez. The meeting formed part of the 42nd regular meeting of the Council for Trade and Economic Development, COTED, held from April 21 to 22 in Georgetown, Guyana. Among the issues discussed were the competitiveness and internationalization of small and medium enterprises, as well as inclusive trade to include youth and women's economic empowerment. In his discussions with the executive director of the ITC, Minister Samuda expressed appreciation for the organization's support in the development of Jamaica's trade facilitation roadmap and project plan. The map provides the framework for the execution of a range of trade facilitation reforms to achieve greater transparency, predictability, and efficiency within the business and trading environment. It also aims to improve the competitiveness of domestic firms in the international marketplace. In the meantime, Ms. Gonzalez says the ITC is committed to continue working with Jamaica and CARICOM on small and medium enterprises and other trade-related matters. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.